Trans babies? Health Center asks parents if their newborns are transgender or non-binary. By Kurt Zindelka on June 2, 2023. A health center in England provided new parents with questionnaires asking if they considered their babies to be transgender or non-binary. A form offered by a general practitioner practice in Birmingham to parents of newborns quizzed them if they considered their child to be either male, including trans man, female, including trans woman, non-binary, other, not listed, or not stated. Sharing a screenshot of the form, a woman posted on Twitter, "So my mate has had a baby recently and had to register this precious new life. This is the newborn registration form she's faced with. I think she's going to register baby as other equals dinosaur gender," she joked. The Woodgate Valley Health Center insisted the form was used by new patients of all ages wishing to register, not just newborns, telling The Sun that it was a standard new patient registration form for any new patient that includes, but is not limited to, parents registering a newborn baby. According to the Daily Mail, the woke form is not part of a wider policy of the National Health Service, NHS, with each local surgery being given the option to add additional gender options to their own forms. Free Speech Union director Toby Young criticized the practice, saying the woke forms were an invitation to woke parents to impose their crazy ideas about sex and gender on their newborns. "Wouldn't it be more responsible of this GP practice to refer parents who cannot tell the sex of their babies by looking at their genitals to a psychiatrist?" The country's socialized healthcare system has increasingly become infected with woke culture, with the NHS previously coming under fire for adopting so-called gender-free language on its health advice site, removing references to women for the pages concerning female-only cancers such as ovarian, womb, and cervical. NHS has also been at the forefront of the transgender movement, with its Tavistock Center and the Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, which has been accused of offering puberty-blocking drugs to children after as little as just one consultation. The disgraced center, which is set to be shut down for failing to protect the safety of children, is facing lawsuits from up to 1,000 families for allegedly misdiagnosing their children as transgender. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.